Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. Man, would you look at that sunrise. Just gorgeous this morning. 70 degrees. We're going to warm all the way up to the low 90s, or like right at 90 by later this afternoon. Our top story this morning: for the second time in a week, there's been a fatal shooting aboard a DART train.
Yeah, at least 8 people dying from gunfire across DFW over the weekend.
That includes one DART passenger killed by gunfire last night.
The tragedy unfolded about 7 p.m. aboard a train at the DART Pearl Art Station. Questioned about DART's safety following this second deadly shooting in 7 days, DART's Jasmine Carter says they are laying on more security all the time.
That is something that we are prioritizing always by adding extra officers.
DART is not saying if any officers were aboard the train at the time, but they did make an arrest, although they're not saying who it is or what the shooting was all about. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One of several fatal Fort Worth shootings was in the West 7th Entertainment District. A man gunned down inside a nightclub.
Police say around 1:40 in the morning on Sunday, officers arrived to the 3000 block of Bledsoe, where they found a man dead inside and 5 others injured with gunshot wounds. Police believe multiple weapons were used by suspects, whom they're still looking for.
They do believe at this time that this was possibly a gang-related shooting. However, this information is preliminary and subject to change.
The Tarrant County Examiner's Office identified the man killed as 31-year-old Patrick Allen. His family shared that the father of 4 was working to turn his life around after he'd been released from prison a year ago.
It's NBC5's Sophia Beausoleil. Police believe the shooting was, quote, unprovoked.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. A solid win for the Cowboys over the Jets on Sunday.
A little screen right, Ferguson, 25. Good blocking. 15-10. Ferguson's going to walk the dog. That's a well-executed screen. Prescott to Ferguson. For Ferguson's second touchdown, 26 yards.
Tight end Jake Ferguson caught 2 of Dak's 4 touchdown passes in the downing of New York 37-22 in Rutherford, New Jersey. The win evens the Cowboys' record at 2-2-1, and Jerry Jones believes the game plan shows the solid work of Brian Schottenheimer and the rest of the coaching staff.
My hat's off too, but the main thing I want to say is the credibility of our coaches just went up today in the eyes of the players. And everybody, in my mind, should have the same thing.
Next up, the Cowboys visit the Panthers in Charlotte on Sunday.
Mixed results for Texas teams this weekend in college football. The Longhorns fall to Florida 29-21. They are now 3-2 after struggling to protect quarterback Arch Manning. He got sacked 6 times. Head coach Steve Sarkisian's team has fallen out of the top 25 now.
I think that this is where you find out about the culture that you have. We got to get tighter than we've ever been.
Number 6 OU is waiting on Saturday. Texas A&M stays perfect, 5-0, rolling past Mississippi State 31-9. Texas Tech climbs to number 9 in the polls with a dominant 35-11 win over Houston. TCU erases a 2-touchdown deficit to beat Colorado by 2 scores, 35-21 in Fort Worth. And Baylor wins a thriller.
Kick is low. Does it have the distance? It does!
A
53-yard field goal in the final seconds sends Baylor to a 35-34 win over Kansas State. And meanwhile, the Dallas Mavericks open preseason play in Fort Worth tonight, taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder at Dickies Arena. The first chance to see Jason Kidd's new-look lineup. And assistant coach Jay Tirano's flow offense brought over from Sacramento. All eyes are on how the guards stack up, including D'Angelo Russell and, of course, number one pick, rookie Cooper Flagg. Also, Anthony Davis will be back in action, having to wear those goggles because of his eye injury. It's a 7:30 start tonight.
Property crime in Plano was down significantly in 2024. Russell Scott reports the numbers continue to drop.
So far, year-to-date this year, our property crime is still down in double digits, around 11-12%, even though we had the lowest crime rate last year.
Chief Ed Drain says the use of improved technology is a big reason they've been able to take a bite out of property crime. And, of course, good police work.
Our guys are doing a really good job of capturing some really good professional criminals out there. There are some really good thieves out here, and our guys are catching a lot of them, and that's being able to bring our crime rate down as well.
Chief Drain says they've seen a huge decrease in catalytic converter thefts over the last few years because mainly the price of the metals used in those has dropped significantly. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Former NFL quarterback and Fox Sports analyst Mark Sanchez is stabbed in Indianapolis after a late-night altercation with a truck driver who is said to have acted in self-defense. Sanchez has now been released from hospital, but he's been arrested for misdemeanor charges, including battery, public intoxication, and unlawful entry of a vehicle. A woman is critically injured after being shot multiple times in downtown Dallas at Black Tap Burgers and Beer in Victory Park. It's right next to the American Airlines Center. Cops say the gunman, believed to be her boyfriend, fled the scene. No arrest has been made. Two fatal DART train shootings in a week, rattling Dallas commuters. The latest happened last night in the Pearl Arts District station downtown. That happened about 7 o'clock. The earlier one was near Market Center. Suspects in both shootings were told are behind bars.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The morning. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Briefing. This is your rapid fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The morning briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:23 as we kick off our 20 minute morning briefing. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all news morning show.
23 after 7, I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The FBI Dallas field office is releasing the details from Operation Summer Heat.
Nationally, summer heat led to over 8,600 arrests, with more than 6,500 falling under the FBI's violent crime and gang program. The Bureau seized nearly 45,000 kilograms of cocaine, 421 kilos of fentanyl, and nearly 2,300 weapons. In North Texas, the FBI was able to extradite top 10 most wanted fugitives Cindy Rodriguez Singh from India, wanted in the murder of her son, and Cesar Pascal Orozco from Mexico, wanted for murder charges in Garland. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
Governor Greg Abbott authorizes 400 members of the Texas National Guard to go to Chicago. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has called on Abbott to resist the call from President Trump to send those members. Abbott replying on X saying you can either fully enforce protection for federal employees or get out of the way and let Texas Guard do it. Abbott went on to praise the skills of the Texas National Guard members. Was quick to add that thousands of troops are still active along the southern border.
724 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates.
A major automaker is spending more money on the American market. Sources tell us Chrysler maker Stellantis is thinking about investing $10 billion in the U.S. Stellantis is looking to reclaim Jeep's past success and is considering giving a cash bump to Dodge. The announcement is expected in the coming weeks. Getting you ready for your trading day, stocks are on the rise to kick off the week. Dow futures up 90 points, S&P futures gaining 29. Meantime, gold powering toward $4,000 an ounce. The showdown in Washington lifting demand. The price of the precious metal is up about 50% this year. And traders tracking an artificial intelligence deal. Chipmaker Advanced Micro Devices is partnering with OpenAI to roll out AI data centers. AMD says it could generate tens of billions of dollars in new revenue. The agreement is the latest huge data center deal for OpenAI as the artificial intelligence startup builds out more computing capacity. Courtney Donahoe, Bloomberg Radio.
It's news for the on-time experts.
It is 7:25. Representatives from Israel, Hamas, and the U.S. are in Cairo today for talks about a possible ceasefire in Gaza that would include the return of the 48 hostages, of which 20 are believed to be alive. President Trump telling Israel and Hamas to quickly agree on the implementation of his 20-point peace plan. For Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the future of his governing coalition could be at stake, too.
The Prime Minister has been facing pressure from more radical members of his coalition government, far-right ministers who have threatened to quit the government if there is any kind of deal with Hamas, and this could lead to the end of the governing coalition. So it remains to be seen whether this pressure from President Trump will finally lead to a deal that could see the end of the war.
That's Hugo Bechega from Jerusalem.
Back in Texas, Republicans are eager to close their elections.
Currently, anybody can vote in the GOP primary. The party is trying to stop that. Chairman Abraham George says they're trying to prevent Democrats from infiltrating their elections.
To pick the weakest Republican candidate so they can run their strong candidate against us.
Bills to close the primaries failed to get support during the last legislative session, so the party sued the Secretary of State to force the change. But a judge just granted an extension, further dragging out the legal process. From the 24-Hour News Center, Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And he chose Texas State. Taylor Sheridan, the screenwriter behind Yellowstone, will donate his creative archive to the school.
The archive will include drafts of Sheridan's early scripts and materials from his films Sicario, Hell or High Water, and Wind River, as well as pilot episodes from Yellowstone, 1883 and 1923. The initial collection will open later this year. Sheridan is the creator and the executive producer for several Paramount Network series, including Mayor of Kingstown, Tulsa King, Lioness, and Landman. Sheridan attended Texas State as a theater major back in the 1990s. The university awarded him an honorary doctorate this spring. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Fortunately, this does not affect your corny dog fix at the State Fair of Texas. Whew, that's good to know. But a corn dog recall is expanding.
California-based Foster Poultry Farms is reporting at least 5 injuries and numerous complaints linked to wood chips in batter used to make more than 3.8 million pounds of corn dogs. They were produced between July 30th of 2024 and August 4th of this year and sold under a variety of names. It comes less than a week after Texas-based Hillshire Farms, a subsidiary of Tyson Foods, recalled its sausage on a stick product. If you have any in your freezer, throw them away or return them for a refund. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Oh, the irony that meat on a stick products are being recalled because there's wood in the product. I'm not kidding.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.